Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Principles in today's workplace. We have a long and very narrow garage, and I found that to park our little car in this long and very narrow garage, I have to stay focused on the refrigerator door. Why? Well, we have a refrigerator in the garage, and its door is perfectly positioned to give a clear line of sight to park without bumping or scratching. The door is the constant. It gives me focus while I maneuver. This set me thinking about how we need to focus on unchanging principles at work, even amidst times of constant change and radical turmoil within many workplaces. What previously was wrong to most is now deemed to be right by many. What we may have thought would never be legalized is now so. What we thought were inappropriate topics to discuss at work are now celebrated and applauded. As Charles Dickens said in his novel, A Tale of Two Cities, quote, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief, it was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light, it was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope, it was the winter of despair," end quote. Depending on your worldview, this may be the best of times for you, or some of your customers and colleagues may consider these days to be the worst of times. What you think may be progressive may be considered regressive to others who don't see the world as you see it. How can we, metaphorically speaking, stay focused on the refrigerator door to avoid bumping or scratching the car? How can we still lead, serve, and collaborate with others whose worldview we may not agree with? I'd suggest the answer lies in the P word, principles. See, principles are timeless, they're not temporal. Principles are objective, they're not subjective. Principles are not interested in our opinion. Principles are external to us, they exist with or without our permission. Principles are universal, they apply to all people all of the time. Principles just are. Principles such as the golden rule to treat others in a way you yourself would like to be treated. Well, if you constantly apply this principle to the way that you think and align your behaviors, say and do, with this principle, you will get good results with people, even if your worldviews are worlds apart. Principles such as when in times of conflict, to remember to not just look out for your own interests, but also the interests of others, will help you get things done, even if there are many non-work related issues you may differ with others on. If you have that noble, honorable responsibility of leading others, remember to turn the organizational pyramid upside down by doing what most leaders don't. See yourself as a servant to others. The principle of servant leadership is the most enamored style of stewardship. It engenders the hearts and minds of followers, regardless of a person's political perspective or the style of spectacles a person wears to see social issues, all of which do spill into today's workplace. There is indeed nothing new under the sun, but we are living and therefore working in unprecedented times. People are more empowered than ever before to bring their whole self to today's workplace, and that can be good and it can be bad. Pandora's box cannot be closed, and so I'd import that the best way to navigate through choppy and ever-changing seas is to stay focused on the compass. We can rest assured knowing that north is still north. I'm going to keep my eyes firmly fixed on the refrigerator door to avoid bumping or scratching my car. See, it's the consistency of what is right that can guide many of us, not only in our garages, but also in our places of work. See, principles do endure. They can guide us and keep us on the right path, even when societal norms shift.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.